Secretary, call the roll.
Onnistad, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Sadio, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Margetts, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Parada, Riley Thomas, Romero, Renner, Scott, Simidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
A quorum is not present. Will senators please report to the Senate floor? Members, a quorum is present. With the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Steinberg, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator McClintock.
Good afternoon, members, standing in for Rabbi Alfie. Lord God, creator of all humanity, we stand before you in humility and awe. We pray for wisdom and compassion, for the ability to work together for the good of all people and to govern justly. May this be God's will. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Members, without objection, AB 822, which is item number 22 in our file, will be moved to the inactive file. Senator Yee, recognized at Senator Parada's desk for purpose of introduction, I believe.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I have in the rear of the chamber Babak Katish. He is the founder and executive director of the International Brain Mapping and Interoperative Surgical Planning Society. Senator Mark Riley Thomas had the honor to address this particular group. They're doing cutting edge research on brain mapping and whatnot. They've got another project, and that is that they have their flag that they would like senators to sign, and that map will be delivered to Senator Kennedy. As you know, he is having some difficulties, and hopefully this is a small gesture urging his quick recovery. And let me just introduce Babette Katisha. He's the executive director of that Brain Mapping Society.
Welcome.
Hello, senators. Thank you very much for this opportunity. We are a group of scientists and neurosurgeons and engineers who come together to break the boundaries for science and medicine. And we are hoping through this new interdisciplinary approach, we can create more cutting-edge projects and even create consortiums that could bring California more funding to our international consortiums with India, China, and Japan, and other countries. So it's an honor to be here, and I have two flags that was signed by Mr. Dustin Hoffman and Senator Radley Thomas and some of the most prominent scientists and physicians across the globe in our fifth annual World Congress for Brain Mapping and Image Guided Therapy at UCLA last week. So we would be delighted and honored to have everyone's signature on this for the Honorable Senator Kennedy. Thank you very much.
It's split. It's...
Thank you so very much. And senators, if you will, please sign the flag that will be handled by Senator Yee. Okay, members, once again, this will be a very, I would imagine, a brief informational update on the status of the budget. Senator Cogdill, for purposes of edification of the members.
Thank you. Yes, this will be a brief informational update. We continue to put together the language. I think it was at Ledge Council today.
Is that mic working?
Track, the plan was to present the amendment on Friday afternoon. We thought that's when we were going to meet. There's talk, as I understand it, of moving session to the morning, so that may put us back a little bit, but at this point we're planning to get it out as quickly as we can.
Thank you, Senator Cogdill, for the update. Senator Parada?
We'll if the whether or not the amendments go across the desk tomorrow afternoon or Friday morning, we will have the committee as the whole meeting on Monday, but we will meet Friday morning. If the amendments are not ready, we have to be in session for them to go across. We will do that first thing Friday morning, then break until Monday. So we won't hang anybody up. If in fact they're able to get it done tomorrow, then we will be on the call of the chair on Friday and come back in on Monday.
And for tomorrow, Senator Parada, on the call of the chair or at 4 p.m.?
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. And I promise if you're not, you know, here on Friday, not to attack you. All right? I know that if you're not working and, you know, I won't do that. I just don't think that's appropriate. Committee of one.
All right, with that information imparted to the members, we will put the adjournment motion at 4:15 p.m. We will reconvene tomorrow at 4 p.m. or upon call of the chair. The Senate is in recess.